Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Good morning.
Friday, baby.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. It's Friday. We're going to chat with Spenny from Kenny vs. Spenny.
Yeah.
Get to that at some point this morning. They're doing like a tour. They're doing a Christmas thing.
A little cross-Canada tour. They'll be in Edmonton, so
we'll get you information about that. Also, coming up on the program, we're continuing. We got our final day of the Stuff a Cruiser.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that we get the information out about that. What else have we got going on? I had a surprise for you and Jimmy.
Yeah, you've been building up a surprise. So,
yeah. I'm going to wait till Jimmy gets here. He usually doesn't get here until just before the news at 6 now. Because he's getting himself in from the West End. I think you guys are going to be highly entertained by this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to promote the holiday candles. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But it'll be... story time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Get your PJs on. It was this day, 1976, November 25th. The band made their final performance. The band, I know you know the band.
Mm-hmm.
They called it The Last Waltz. And this is from that performance. It's story time on The Locker Room. Get cozy. Grab your nightcaps and nestle in, boys.
I'm nestled.
'Twas just before showtime, not yet on the air. The boys quietly prepping the day's content with care. Grant checking traffic, and Locke writing sports. James barges in pants made from shorts. Huffing and puffing and grunting for breath. When suddenly wafts a stench worse than death. He mutters a grievance of a slow-moving bus, while the odor takes hold, an existential musk. There's no time to query, the mics are now hot. The lads power through, like it or not. Now in commercial, not sure what to do. Grant smells his own armpits and checks the soles of his shoes. A futile effort, Locke already knows. He's driven with Jimmy. He knows how this goes. That smell, omnipresent, can drive one to madness. Derived from the depths of the wretched den of sadness.
'Twas the night before cruise, and that's how the Locker Room holiday candles came to light.
You guys need a life.
Do you have a handle on this Ticketmaster story?
Yeah, somewhat. So
it has to do with Taylor Swift specifically, right? The anger?
She's the one that has kind of brought this all. So Taylor Swift comes out with a new album, announces her first tour in 5 years. Fans go to buy tickets. They said they gave out pre-sale codes to 1.5 million people. So 1.5 million Taylor Swift fans get a pre-sale code.
So that's a group, like a fan club.
It's
or
a
something.
Fan club, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So they all get these.
She only has 1.5 million?
It's limited, I think.
Okay, all right.
So 1.5 million people get pre-sale codes, but 14 million people try to buy tickets that day. So they're like, it's all bots. So 1.5 million should be buying tickets. 14 million end up trying to buy tickets on pre-sale day. Crashes the systems. No fans get tickets. Even as people are in there clicking on a ticket, it's disappearing. As they're trying to click on tickets, they're all disappearing. you know, when you're choosing your seats and stuff.
Okay. All right.
So they ended up, the company says they ended up with 3.5 billion requests for tickets overall. They had to cancel the general sale of tickets because their systems were so overwhelmed. And basically over that, now they are doing an investigation into Ticketmaster and the monopoly that they have over the music industry with Live Nation.
Yeah.
I mean, they own a bunch of venues. They manage a bunch of the artists. They own Ticketmaster. They own StubHub.
They own all the scalping companies, too.
Yeah, they own. So literally, people are accusing them of having bots buying tickets from Ticketmaster and then putting them up on StubHub and reselling them again. So there's a lot of politicians in the States calling for Live Nation to be broken up, saying they have a monopoly on this. It's not fair. It's not right. People can't get tickets anymore. They got to buy from, you know, secondhand.
Well,
when they merged Ticketmaster and Live Nation together in 2010, they promised that wouldn't happen, and it has happened. And they also admitted that
we all knew this was happening, though, Rick. Like,
yeah, we just hadn't seen it on such a large scale, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the Department of Justice confirmed that they've actually been investigating it for a while. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if that's going to help.
Yeah.
Because they've created an environment. Right?
Yeah. It's the Competition Bureau's investigating it, saying.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah. I wonder if it could change something.
Well, it'll be interesting that if Taylor Swift has an impact on it.
Well, yeah.
Because the boys from Pearl Jam are sitting there rolling in their graves right now.
This has been happening to them for...
Well, because they highlighted this years ago.
Yeah.
And the reason why they stopped making a big deal out of it is because it became so difficult to actually tour. So
they're kind of like the...
These people impact...
Metallica to Napster.
Yeah, they impact your business. You either work with them or you don't tour and make money. Right?
Remember when Lars was saying, hey, Napster's going to ruin our business. Yeah. Streaming and downloading. And it did.
It completely changed the music industry, yes.
And now another world-famous locker room Twitter poll.
So you actually had it in the news. The Emergencies Act inquiry. So this was triggered as soon as the Emergency Act was implemented by Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, as soon as he gave the order, then they go, okay, we have to have a hearing afterwards to see if it's justified.
It's in the Constitution. So if you pull the trigger, you have to do what they're doing right now. This wasn't because there was a question if it was right. It actually is. It's part of the process. If he does it again next week, in a year from now, we're doing the whole thing all over again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a whole bunch of interviews and testimony over the last, is it 2-3 weeks now?
I think even longer. At least 3 weeks, I think. Yeah.
And I'll see it on. But I'll be brutally honest with you, I'm not really paying that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
I do this podcast in the afternoons, and I do it with some people that are back east. And I think maybe back east, it's a little bit more of a thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But they talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just don't think anybody here cares about it, right? Like,
I don't care. Like, it's
that's not surprising. I think today maybe more people will tune in because Trudeau's testifying or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe today will be a popular day.
We did a Twitter poll, and I got to be brutally honest with you. I was surprised by the results. So, Grant?
So you put out there, are you watching the Emergencies Act inquiry coverage on TV? And 13% of people said, no, I'm rewatching Corner Gas. 29% said, yes, I am watching. And 57% said, nope, not watching. And that was 450 votes. It just ended. 452 votes.
30% are watching it.
30% of those 452 said, yeah, I'm watching it every day.
And that's 30% higher than I thought it would be, to be honest with you.
The only bits I've seen of it are like
clips.
When I'm scrolling on TikTok and there's a clip of somebody doing something funny or crying or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting kicked out.
Getting kicked out.
So I see like a minute long clip and I'm like,
what I meant was, are you actually legitimately paying attention to this? It doesn't have to be 13 hours a day, but are you turning on the TV and watching an hour, 35 minutes, 45 minutes of this kind of coverage?
I think that'd be about the same amount of people that watched the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. Was probably about 30%.
I bet you that was higher.
Or even higher, yeah.
I couldn't believe how many people I knew that were actually tuned into that Johnny Depp thing.
I'll be honest, I don't even know where to watch the emergencies
thing. It's all over the news
channels.
Is it
on the news channels?
Probably like BBC would probably have.
No. It's CBC. Yeah, CBC,
Global. Sorry, my bad.
I don't scroll through cable. The only time I turn on like the cable portion of my TV is to watch sports, so I haven't even really seen it on as an option to watch.
People are going out of their way to watch this, though.
Yeah.
It's in the daytime, too, so it's a bit... It's catching a different kind of a crowd. But yeah, that 29% is pretty high. I don't know, like, I can't watch... Just he makes me so angry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are saying, like, I got a bunch of people commenting on the Twitter poll itself saying I'll probably tune, haven't been, but I'll tune in today because Justin's on. I don't need that in my life.
Like, you know, if it's Friday. If you watch it, you get angry. Like, it's just, I can't see anything with him speaking.
Anything positive coming out of it? Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Our finance minister had some good news for Alberta yesterday. There's going to be a surplus of money, more money than they know what to do with. So much money. They got $12 billion extra dollars just laying around. You know how it is, right? You do the budget and, we got an extra $12 billion, honey. This is awesome. Happens to us all the time. It's so annoying, actually. With that $12 billion, with a B, the province said they plan to spoil us. Thank you, Danielle Freedom Smith. Taves, the finance minister, announced that every Albertan will receive a free pass to the World Water Park in West Edmonton Mall and a voucher for a free Cinnabon. It's going to be a great day. And then we're all getting Nintendos for Christmas. Oh, wait. None of that is happening? Oh, instead, they're going to go the boring route and the responsible route, and they're going to pay off the credit cards. Come on, Smith. What did the great trooper once say? We're here for a good time, not a long time. Enjoy your time in the Sky Palace. Make it a really good Christmas for Alberta. You know, the debt is always going to be there. You can pay it down now, and then in a couple years, we'll need a new gondola, or the furnace will quit at the ledge, and the debt will just be there again. So live a little. All I want for Christmas is Danielle Smith showing up at my doorstep on Christmas Eve to gift me a bottle of Alberta Premium. Come on, you can do it, Smith. The Grant Report is brought to you by Edmonton Glory Hole Tours, now booking Christmas parties. Get to know your coworkers like never before. Book today at Edmonton or Tabor, gloryholetours.com.
I'm doing something I don't normally do this weekend.
Okay.
Actually, if I have time today, I might actually pop out. I'm that guy that I don't do the sales. Like, I don't run out. I don't stand in line. I don't pay attention to, like, if Black Friday's coming, I'm not like, okay, I gotta buy this, but around Christmas time, I've learned over the years that if I need something, I tell my wife, because mm-hmm. she gets mad, because when I need something, generally, I just go buy it, right?
Yeah. You're a dad, that's what dads do.
Yeah. And then she was like, that was on your Christmas list. I knew you needed new jeans. Someone's going to buy you jeans. What are you buying jeans for? So I've learned over the years that I'm not supposed to do that. So I mentioned the other day, I said, I'm blowing out the runners.
Okay. It's time for your new runners.
New hikers.
Yeah.
And I always buy the same ones.
But once a year, you go and buy the same ones.
Yeah. So the only problem I have, though, is my wife is trying to steer me towards, because there was some like flyers on the counter in the kitchen. and she was going through them, and she was trying to steer me towards something that I'm not used to. So I have some anxiety about this.
This could be a big transition for you,
yes.
Hey?
Yes. I like the shoes that I buy. I go to the same store. I buy the same pair. If they don't have them there, I go find another store, and I buy those shoes. Yeah. So anyway,
you know what you like.
You should go to Mark's and try these on.
See what you think.
They're like 70% off.
I'm not a big crowd when I'm shopping guy. Like, I like to go in. You know, if I'm doing shopping, one of the benefits of our jobs is that we have afternoons to do things. So that's what I love is, like, I can go do something on a Tuesday afternoon when nobody else is there. Right?
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, either that or else you're just surrounded by people standing in lines, people bumping into you, running into your face with a shopping cart.
It's worth it for the deals, though.
So sometimes.
We might end up going out tomorrow, I don't know.
Yeah.
You might need to get to, like, Black Fridays is a good place, like, for Christmas presents and stuff for the kids, mm-hmm. like, if you're getting them games or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm stepping out into the fray today.
Do we have any Black
Friday
sales
shopping
on our merchandise?
That's not a horrible idea. I'll send Scotty a note. See if we can reduce the underwear
for Black Friday.
Save 10%.
Bodyguard is celebrating a anniversary today. So it was released in 1992. So do the math for me.
1992. That'd be
30 years ago.
Yeah, 30 years. And just before we jumped on here, I said, have they ever talked about doing a Bodyguard redo?
There was talk a couple years ago about a remake. I don't know if it's actually happening or not, but
the problem is, well, hold on. Yeah, she was a singer in the movie.
Yeah, that was the whole point of the movie, is she was a famous pop star, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner was her bodyguard.
Is there anybody that even touches Whitney, though, in that sort of...
For vocals? No.
Listen to this. Listen.
This was a Dolly Parton song, right?
And yeah, she
took it over. It's a Whitney Houston song now.
Dolly wrote this.
Yeah.
Whitney nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
I was reading in that story about the remake that they were supposed to do a sequel, and Princess Diana was going to be in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, who gets the Kevin Costner role?
Let's say they do a remake.
Because the Whitney Houston role, that's a tough one, right? Like,
I was thinking for Whitney Houston, you could have Lady Gaga or Zoe Kravitz.
I was thinking because she's also a really good singer, and you like her too. That Zendaya, she's a great singer.
Yeah, she could do it.
Then her,
she can sing.
And then Kevin,
she's a pop star.
She was her co-star in the Greatest Showman. Zac Efron, actually, they played really well together. I think they would be a good Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner.
I can't do Zac Efron.
No,
the guy is a stump.
For the guy, I was thinking
moron.
To replace Kevin Costner, I was thinking maybe Tom Hardy, because it's got to be someone that's believable as a bodyguard.
Well, Tom's a little rough around the edges, though, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe that's the new role.
Kevin sort of has the more. Kevin Costner had the more, like, there's a softer touch to Costner. No,
Vin Diesel.
I don't know.
Go from Kevin Costner to Vin Diesel.
That's a tough pull.
That's like going from Lachlan Cross to Jimmy.
There's not a lot of leading men anymore, right? Like,
yeah.
That's kind of
it's all action stars.
Marvel ruined it.
Marvel's ruined movies. I would not be surprised, though, if somebody has been pitching, because there's so many remakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they float this stuff all the
time. Oh, yeah, they're working on a Roadhouse remake right now with Conor McGregor.
I do remember that. Yeah. Of course they are. You can redo Roadhouse.
Ooh, Jeremy Renner. I could see him in that Kevin Costner role.
Is Matt Damon?
Matt Damon couldn't do it. No.
No. He's kind of aged.
Jeremy Renner's like the poor man's Matt Damon.
What about what's his face? That Michael B. Jordan, because he does serious parts. Yeah. And he's an action guy too. Like, he's serious.
I'm not
like
a
he's
big
done,
fan of his.
I'm not. I have a hard time with him.
Yeah, like, I like the Creed movies, but I have a hard time watching his stuff.
He overacts.
Yeah.
There's an overacting thing part on him. Yeah. Does anybody texting in any suggestions?
Josh Brolin. I thought of that as well.
Josh Brolin. Yeah.
Clive Owen.
He's a little older too.
Clive Owen would be good.
The problem is, like, Ryan Reynolds probably gets a lot of these, but because he's
Reynolds
a good looking.
In, yeah.
Yeah, but he's, I don't know.
Too comedic.
He's too comedic. I can't see him.
Gerard Butler, like, he's played Secret Service. He's played.
Yeah, he could do it.
He could probably get away with it.
He could totally get away with it.
He's a little porky
right
now. But isn't
he like the same age as Kevin Costner anyways?
I think he is, yeah. Yeah, we're picking guys that are all the same age as Costner. Grant sent me this thing last night. Watching football, so I took a break and I went on the computer just because it just showed up on my phone. I'm like, bloop, and I look at it. Like, well, that's weird. That can't be a thing. This is a what? Like, he found this on some stupid site and it.
No, it's real.
So I went online and I did some investigative reporting, and I found a number of websites reporting the same thing. So this is legit. This isn't.
This is real. There's video of it.
There's video of it.
For 12 days, this group of sheep in China walked in circles. So 12 days, these sheep walked one by one behind each other, just making a giant circle.
Not just a circle. A perfect circle.
A perfect circle.
A perfect circle.
Yeah.
And is there a way to see this, is there a way we can get them the video? Jimmy, you've got the link to the story that Grant sent, right?
We can post it on our social media.
You know
then...
what? Put it up on the crew. Do me a favor, Grant.
Yeah.
Put it up on the crew's Facebook page, because people are going to go, yeah, whatever.
Doing that right now.
Because I said the same thing. I was like, oh, come on. What is this?
12 days they did this.
12 days straight.
Somebody
no
said,
one knows why.
Well, somebody said they're NASCAR fans. They're just doing right turns.
But I know some animals, because of the magnetic fields of the Earth, if they're out of whack, it kind of throws their directional, like birds and some.
To walk in a perfect circle for 12
days. For
12 days?
A perfect circle.
Somebody said there is, like in the article, said that there is something called circling disease that animals will get. They said it causes animals to propel themselves into corners, lean against stationary objects, or circle towards the affected side. So if they get it in their right side, they're just going to walk. But they didn't stop walking.
No.
They just kept walking.
No. No, it's aliens.
I think it has to be some sort of alien thing.
These sheep are possessed by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Something. It's coming, everybody. I predicted it. I said in the next 5 years... I keep saying 5 years just to protect myself. Like a politician. In the next 5 years, we're getting a visit. A confirmed visit from aliens, or everybody on the planet knows. Jerry the alien. He flew over San Francisco, said hi, dropped off a free case of beer for everybody, and said, I'll be back in a week with more friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Well...
this is happening.
They're clearly doing some sort of experiment on the sheep or
something.
Like Jimmy said, the alien, they're messing with the magnetic field of Earth and it's messing with the sheep.
Oh, yeah. I jumped right on the alien bandwagon.
I believe that's what you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, if go see this video. Seriously. Grant's putting it up on
it's
the cruise.
It's up on our crew's Facebook.
Oh, good work. It a perfect circle. It is bizarre.
Cruise FM.
Before New Year's, you do have a comedy night coming up, eh?
I had to play that. I've been trying to find a spot to play. It was from an interview we did yesterday. We haven't even aired it yet.
Not until next week, but yeah. that was just too good.
Before New Year's, you do have a comedy night coming up, eh?
Eh?
And now, The Locker Room presents Star Wars News. Now, your host for Star Wars News, James P. White.
All right, get it out quickly, your podcast plug.
Yeah, it came out yesterday. It's the Jedi Jimmy podcast dealing with episode number 12, so the final episode of the Andor series. And the Willow kickoff is tomorrow. I'm doing a special one tomorrow.
You got to watch Jimmy's social media. I'll try to remember to retweet as well. But because we're having an issue, I don't want to get into it, but we're having an issue with the Locker Room YouTube page right now. So I'm not exactly sure.
It should be fixed. It'll be fixed by tomorrow.
Okay. I have a question about the latest, the Nandos. Okay.
Got to quit calling it Nando's. It's Andor because you're making me say Nando's.
It's over now.
There's another season.
There's a final episode yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Now, hear me out. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to answer your question, but I'm not giving spoilers to anyone who hasn't seen it.
Okay. But that's what I need to say because I can't ask this question if people haven't watched it. So you need to do earmuffs. If you're listening right now, you need to do earmuffs. Because this is a big spoiler alert. Okay, so Cassian.
Okay, what about him?
Why is it called Andor? What is that?
His last name is Andor.
Okay, so Cassian Andor, the guy in the black cloak, the guy that's like a really good actor that stands out in this whole episode.
The older guy?
Yeah, with the gray hair.
Okay, what about him?
He's like
Luthen. Luthen Rail, yeah.
Okay, so Luthen, at the end, he recruits Cassian, right?
To
go fight in this...
Be
part of the rebellion. And then comes back when Cassian's mom dies to find him and kill him. Why is he trying to kill him?
Because he didn't want him to get... He recruited him because they knew he was a good pilot, but they were going to kill him because they didn't want him to, because the Empire was looking for him. If they captured him, he could identify him. Luthen is not known by anybody as being part of the rebellion.
Okay.
So the reason why they wanted him dead is because Luthen is in a perfect spot. He's in the middle of Coruscant. He's got that museum and the gallery.
I'm good. I'm covered.
Yeah, you didn't spoil anything.
I was so confused. The Nando's, whole ending's all about him flying back to Nando's, not to have chicken, but to kill this kid. And I'm like, he recruited him.
But why do you want to kill? The Empire was trying to catch him.
I know.
And then the rebels wanted to take him out so they couldn't reveal who actually set this thing up.
And that woman... The woman, the blonde that works ISB.
Okay, yeah.
She works for the Empire.
Deidre Miro.
Okay. Yes, okay. She's totally going to hook up with that dude that saved her on Andor.
Cyril. What? Cyril Karn, yeah.
Woohoo.
I don't know. She hated him all the way through until he saved her.
I don't think that. What's that? Sorry?
She hated him all the way through.
Yeah, but they're totally going to hook up.
A lot of sexual tension.
Oh, I see that happening too, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And then Luke Skywalker's born.
We can move on, right?
No, he's already born. He's about...
Grant, this is your... That's your fault. No.
He's 12 years old here.
No. We're moving on.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Giving Tabor a call here. Not open yet, but I thought maybe they might be in a little bit early doing prep.
You have reached mailbox number.
Yeah, it's not open yet. Phone in the KFC to see if they've got any specials today in Tabor.
It's not chicken. It's a different kind of bird.
By the way, thank you for all of the messages that we got about the ostriches running free in Tabor yesterday.
I've had people message me saying that they didn't like the RCMP down there because of that one video of them grabbing the ostrich.
Well, I don't know how else would you catch them?
Jump on its back and ride it.
Because the thing is they run so fast. Like, they were keeping ahead of the cop cars.
Is ostrich popular in Tabor? Like, why is there such a big ostrich farm?
I know there is an ostrich farm there. Like, one of the farmers do grow ostriches.
You know what? It's good meat. It actually is. And I think there's, I don't know why, there's something about raising ostriches that's profitable or something. I'm not exactly sure. I've told that story about being in Prince George, and there was a woman on Bear Lake Road who had an emu, which is similar. It's a smaller version of an ostrich. She had an emu farm, and one got hit by a guy, and he called me, and I told him I jokingly said make jerky out of it, and he did, and then brought me some,
and it was delicious.
Chuck that thing in the back of the truck. It was amazing. So
it's just funny, Tabor, corn and ostriches now, apparently.
So I just Googled it. Actually, ostrich meat is very popular in South Africa because I guess it does a really good curry.
I've only ever had the jerky. I've never, but I've heard people talk about ostrich meat.
So it's got emu low, meat, apparently. Low fat and cholesterol because they run so fast too, right?
Only in Tabor, though.
Only in Tabor. Of course it happened in Tabor. And thank you for all the messages, everybody.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast, your official MMA show. A midget, millennial, and an asshole.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.